This is New England Public Media. Well over 3 million voters cast ballots this election in Massachusetts, a tally Secretary of State Bill Galvin expected will set a record turnout when all are counted. We had reporters out at the polls in several western Massachusetts towns and cities. In addition to asking voters who they supported and why, we also asked about the biggest challenges facing their communities and the country, as well as their hopes for the future. Here are some of their answers.
I want to see a country that is more peaceful, because obviously we have a child, and you know, I want to have a world that I am not going to be absolutely terrified for her to grow up in.
I would like the United States to be more unified. You know, I hate the whole, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong in every absolute way, and I'd like to find some commonality, some common ground where we can start coming together as a country again.
I'm hoping that our economy can get on the rise again, and I'm hoping that people can unify a little bit better than what's going on with the country. Like, I think social media is a big problem with dividing our country, and also, you know, this pandemic, you know, I hope that they do find a cure for it.
Well, hopefully we could take this lesson from this pandemic, you know, put it to use, especially with China. Everything that China's done, you know, we wouldn't even be going through this if China had done their job. So hopefully we crack down on China within the next couple of years for what they did to us.
Be there for the people that really do need you, and they need your help for, you know, help them on what they need. Not only think about other things, just the things that we really do need at this moment. Especially with this coronavirus going on, you know, we need a lot of help for a lot of people, good people, bad people, whatever, anybody.
I hope he helps Holyoke out, because we really need it and our country really needs it, you know. Like, we're helping people that are, you know, from other countries and stuff, and we're not even helping the homeless here.
Honestly, I just want peace within all of us, you know, with everybody just fighting. It looks like everybody wants segregation with All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Why can't we just all, you know, be in peace? We're all, it's United States, let's be united instead of, you know, separated. It's sad. It's something that I never saw before, you know? It's like history repeats itself, and now I'm gonna live in it, you know? It's my turn instead of my past family and all that.
I just want people to know the facts. I want people to see how much a community can do if we work together towards a goal versus not together, right? Like, just having everyone just do things on their own. I don't think we get anywhere. So, and I think the American people know that, right? That's how we've gotten here, so.
You heard there from Wilmarie Reyes, Johnny Rodriguez, Mike Superno, Milka Gutierrez, and Hector Stanley Abramota from Holyoke, Massachusetts. We also heard from Melissa and Robert Crotu from Montague, and Christopher Arsenault from Ludlow. They were talking about the biggest challenges facing their communities in the country, and also their hopes for the future. This is New England Public Media.